continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us. We're looking to hook up with Jeremy Roenick. The Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals are in the NHL playoffs. Dallas and Las Vegas in the West. Carolina and Florida in the East. We'll get his thoughts on that. Plus, we'll get his thoughts on the Arizona Coyotes situation. They will not have a home as a potential place for them to play was turned down. What could their future be? Jeremy Roenick joins us on our Progressive Guest Line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Jeremy Roenick joins us on Sports Map Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Good morning to you guys. How are we doing?
Good. All right. So right off the bat, I do want to ask you about the news before we get to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. Arizona Coyotes, as a player and who played for them and knows this league and knows these kind of things, what is the future of this organization? Can they stay in Phoenix?
Well, they can't survive in the building that they're playing in. They're playing in a college arena that seats 5,000 people. And in the day and age where the salaries are at the rate where they are in the league as a whole, that's just not sustainable, obviously. And I think there comes a time when the league can't continue to support one team all the time. Now, I'm very disappointed that the city have declined the new arena in Tempe. It's I don't know what is wrong with either the residents or the city for not having this referendum put through and approved. And it's really sad because I think the Coyotes have been a very big part of that community, and for them not to get rewarded with the ability to build a stadium in an area that would be suitable for their attendance and for their fan base is really disappointing. And to me, there's no way that they'll be able to stay in Arizona in the conditions that they are right now. So I'd be very curious to see how Bettman is going to work this situation.
All right, let's get to the playoffs again, the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals. Jeremy Roenick joining us to go over it. Let's start in the West, where the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars will meet. They met in the Edmonton bubble, but these are two teams that have played each other. Peter DeBoer is familiar, obviously, with both of these teams guiding the Knights. But what are some of the other X factors that you see in this series?
Well, for me, it's going to come down to goaltending. I think both teams are very, very, very good offensively. The Knights, Vegas has gotten through a team that a lot of people didn't think they'd get by in the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and they found a way to eliminate them in six games, which is going to improve their confidence. You beat the two best players in the world and two best players by a long shot in the world, and you're going to have an amazing amount of confidence. But they're going against a team in Dallas that is very big. They're very fast. They're strong. They're good defensively. Where they had problems with Seattle was the Seattle's tough defensive brand of hockey, which Vegas doesn't have as much as Seattle does. But Ottinger was inconsistent and allowed Seattle to gain some life. If Ottinger plays the way that he has shown he can do in the past playoff performances, I think it's going to be difficult for Vegas. But Vegas fills the net up, and they're going to be Ottinger's going to have his hands full with a very, very offensive-minded and exciting team to watch in Vegas. And I will tell you, people ask me who is going to win this. This is such a 50-50 swing shot that it's going to be the series to watch, I think, in these playoffs.
Jack Eichel is one player that I don't want to say he disappeared when he was with Buffalo, but if you don't make the playoffs, you can disappear on the cultural and sports landscape. But now he's emerged as a player we all thought he would be. What do you make of his playoff performance?
Well, I think, he had trouble in Buffalo. I think he had trouble carrying the team himself. And he is a superstar. I think he's now understanding what it really is all about to lead a team, to be consistent, to have people to help him. And I think his confidence level is growing. And obviously he was injured and he was playing with a lot of injuries, and he has since he entered the league, which is never easy. But, just like every other person in the league, as they get, more years underneath them, they start seeing more success. Now he's getting playoff success and he's seeing what happens when the game is raised. And I think, he is an extremely good hockey player and a very smart hockey player. And I think he's growing and is maturing the way that he should, and it's making him better on the ice. So it's I think he's in a good place right now, and he's going to be a huge key factor in this series. He's got to be the best player on Vegas.
When we look at other sports, we always get to the postseason and we say, well, this matters a lot, whether it's the bench in the NBA or some pitching rotation in baseball. In hockey, is it the power play? It's obviously goaltending, but what are some other things that you say in the playoffs, you better have this lined up if you're going to make a run to the Cup?
Well, there's two things. I think number one is the goaltending, which is why the Florida Panthers are where they are, because Bobrovsky has been the best goaltender in the playoffs. So that's number one. You have to have goaltending, and you have to have that big save in key moments, key opportunities. The Boston Bruins didn't have it. The Boston Bruins lost because of their goaltending. And as you get further towards the finals, the goaltending becomes more important. And everybody says special teams, right? You have to score on your special teams. But Edmonton Oilers scored on their special teams and they lost. Where the Edmonton Oilers did not win, they could not score 5-on-5, even up hockey. And for these two teams, they're not going to rely on their power play. It's the 5-on-5 that's going to determine the series, I believe. And if you have a couple guys, your core guys, like your secondary players that don't do something amazing, you know the best players will most likely show up. But where the game's really won is who in that secondary part of the team is going to do something spectacular. Who's going to do things that are out of their comfort range or something that's spectacular that's not their type of game. And that usually is a big factor too, right? It's not only just the first line. You look at the second lines and the third lines. Who's going to be that line that's going to be the difference maker?
All right, Carolina and Florida, the factors that are in this series. Carolina's overcome some injuries, and you mentioned Florida upsetting the Boston Bruins. There is momentum in the playoffs. Both seem to have it. Where do you see this series?
Well, I think the Florida Panthers are that one team. You know, you always look for that one team that they turn it on at the exact right time, and everybody is in the boat, and everybody is pulling their weight, and everybody is doing their own job to a T. And the Florida Panthers right now are that team. You know, a bunch of years back when the LA Kings got into the playoffs in the last day of the season, they were the 16th seed in the whole playoffs, and they just ran right through the playoffs and won a Stanley Cup. Because they all just came together. There was no pressure on them. They just went and played. They didn't worry about anything, and that's just where they are right now. I think they feel like they cannot be beaten right now. If they come back from 3-1 against Boston, they just manhandled a very talented Toronto Maple Leafs team. Their goaltender is unbelievable. They have probably one of the best leaders and one of the most intimidating players, and Matthew Tkachuk can absolutely do anything on the ice and will drag every single person on that team into the fight. So I don't see Carolina being able to get past these guys, especially not having Svechnikov and not having Teravainen healthy. You know, they were able to get through a couple early rounds, but I think they're hitting a team that's just feel like they cannot be beaten and is more talented than anybody that they've played yet.
Jeremy Roenick on a Progressive guest line. I know you got a tea time, but people wouldn't forgive me if I didn't ask you this question. Everything that you've accomplished, Jeremy, everything that you've done on the ice, when people come up to you and say, I took you to the Cup in NHL 94, you're one of the greatest video game players in the history of video games. I took the Blackhawks to the Cup in college. What do you say to that? How do you react to that all these years later? Guys like me coming up to you and saying, you're the greatest video game player I've ever had.
You know, you got it. It's really awesome to be able to say that you are the greatest in something, right? and I will say that is the one mainstay in my life that is constant. Is no matter where I go, and it in a 7-day week span, 5 days a week, somebody will say to me, "Your Sega 94, you're unbeatable." I survived college by being Chicago.
Yep.
You know, it was a rule in our dorm. You couldn't be Chicago because of Jeremy Roenick. So, you know, it's one of those freak icon, iconic sports figures that will go down in history. And whether it was a glitch in the game or not, you can't take it away from me. And I think it's the best thing in the world. And It's a great conversation starter with me too, because I've met so many great people and have a lot of conversations with people I meet in the airport because they bring up Sega 94, and I can't thank them enough for it. And you know, I thank Sega for putting that glitch in the game for me. It's not so much me. It's Ronick. He's good.
I was just gonna say that it's not so much me. It's Ronick. He's good. That's fantastic.
Yeah, gonna make Gretzky's head bleed. That's what I'm gonna do right now.
That's awesome, Jeremy. Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a good round of golf, and thanks for your insight on the NHL playoffs.
Hey, you have my number anytime you guys want to chat. I'm in.
I love it. Thank you, Jeremy Roenick. Jeremy Roenick, Blackhawks legend, NHL Sega 94 legend, and giving us the insight on the four teams that are left to hoist the Stanley Cup. He comes on Wake Up Calls. We continue. It's right here on Sports Map Radio.